writing a book, he knows that when he's dead, that book is here. So he's talking to people, he's doing the job. So he's still here, isn't he? A part of Rumi is still alive. If he was not a good man, and he was not doing anything with his death, he would have been finished. This is that potentiality. This is that stuff that is added to that earth. But that earth is logical. Do you remember the earth and its explanation about the humanity? Everything was logical. Here he will say, what a logical stuff. I'm talking about the people who are arrived. Do you remember the house? Non-existence, not being, not having, none of this. They understand that their spirit comes and that's not the biological existence only. Yes?
They have been delivered from the world of torment. None weeps for the loss of nothing, nothing. If an elemental spirit breaks the bastion of a prison, will the heart of any prisoner be angry with him? Alas, he has broken this marble stone, so that our spirits and souls have escaped from confinement.
A very good example. Okay, a group of people, they are in the prison. Somebody will break the wall. Are they worried about the wall? It was a beautiful wall. It was made of marble and stuff like that. They are free. The hell with the wall. This is how the values goes. Yes.
The beautiful marble and the noble stone of the prison bastion were pleasing and agreeable. Why did he break them so that the prisoners escaped? His hand must be broken as a penalty for this. No prisoner will talk such nonsense, except that one who is brought from prison to the gallows. How should it be bitter to one whom they take from amidst snake poison towards sugar? The soul, freed from the turmoil of the body, is soaring on the wings of the heart without bodily feet.
This is what will happen. This is the potentiality of the human being. The human being will arrive in another state of being, actually. Because the life inside is somehow got rid of all the biological stuff and all these different stuff in biology. Because now the thought flying, his heart is flying. He doesn't care about the biological being. Yes.
Like the prisoner in a dungeon who falls asleep at night and dreams of a rose garden and says, "Oh God, do not bring me to my body in order that I may walk as a prince in this garden." God says to him, "Your prayer is granted. Go not back." And God best knows the right course.
Okay, how about that? What do you feel about that? He brought you an example that you have to think about it. He didn't say somebody died and went to some blah, blah, blah. A guy in the prison, you want to kill him. He sleeps. In his dream, he is in a garden. Whether he prays to the God that, please don't send me back to my body. I want to be this dreamy part. Wouldn't you do that if you were you? And God gave the fellow that. Don't you envy the guy now? Or you want the guy to come back to wake up and be killed? The guy is dreaming in a garden. Which one is better? Why did he bring this up? Go back, book one, second paragraph. In second paragraph he explained that, listen, humanity is not just being. We dream. We imagine, we even think about non-existence, and these are the field of humanity. Look at you. So whatever you have depends on your imagination. When you're talking about being good or being bad, what are you talking about? About the imagination, because this is what we're talking about. My imagination is what I could share with the others. My personal existence, I cannot share it. Oh, some of the silly words, those, we call it ta'aruf, which has nothing to do with ta'aruf. Just saying some lying and stuff to make the other guy feel inflated. In that game, actually, we use a lot of this. Imagination spaces. Imagine something. All these images are me and are here. Not in biology. Are in my heart. I open it and I talk about it. This is what it is. Yes?
Consider how delightful such a dream is. Without having seen death, he goes into paradise. Does he feel any regret for wakefulness and for the body in chains at the bottom of the dungeon? If you are a true believer, come now, enter the ranks of battle, for a feast has been or you in heaven. In the hope of journeying upward, take your stand before the mihrab, like a candle, O youth.
Okay, difficult to translate, really. Because here he will say, stand up to go high, to go up. And that standing up is qiyam, is standing up and being responsible. The stuff that is it just like that candle. They light a candle over there. The candle is burning and dying and going out, but giving the light and being good. Yes?
In the hope of journeying upward, take your stand before the mihrab like a candle, O youth. Let your tears fall like rain and burn and search all night long, like the candle beheaded. Close your lips against food and drink. Hasten towards the heavenly table. Continually keep your hope on heaven, dancing like the willow in desire for heaven. Continually from heaven, water and fire will be coming to you and increasing your provision. If your aspiration bears you there, it is no wonder. Do not regard your weakness, regard your search.
Ah, this is it. Because we talked about it somehow in book one. We talked about the difference between trying it and believing in being given something. Do you remember? He said always, from this you jump to that, from that you jump to this. It's both of them. Here he is going back to the first one. He will say, listen, pray to that. Have that thinking in your system. You have two choices. One is to look at yourself. When you look at yourself, what do you see? Shortcoming, weaknesses. Or think about the miracle that could change you. Because one of the real stuff in this practice is the hope. Without the hope, you cannot do a lot of this stuff. And hopes will cover you from what? From giving up. You have all the excuses to give up, especially logical excuses. Why? Because we are talking illogic. We were talking about being a giver. Logically, you want to be a taker. Remember that? Okay. You want to be a taker and you count on your power. Be a giver. And don't count on your power. Because yes, you don't have anything to give. But if you become a giver, they will give you something to give. Because giving is not yours. Where giving comes from? Where did it start? Giving started with Creator, with something that made you. That's what it is. If the elderly people, they will not givers. They will keep it for themselves. Namely, education. Who would be you? What is education? The generation is trying to give it to the others. This giving is making we. This giving is making humanity. You, if you go to your thought will talk about the shortcomings, the weaknesses, and all of that stuff. Because at the beginning, we say, what can I do? I'm a normal fellow. I'm a little one here. Try to be. Because for that unique one which is needed, we are looking around for good potentials here. Do you remember we told you, who is the famous hunter? Love. Love is a hunter. But it will not hunt a silly. You should be worthy. So give up all the tricks, logical excuses, and blah, blah. Try to be ready. Yes.
For this search is God's pledge within you, because every seeker deserves something sought. Strive that this search may increase, so that your heart may escape from this bodily dungeon.
That's it. What is the key? It's the first stuff we taught. Do you remember why we don't have book zero? Because yearning is not something that could be thought. It's in you, right? In you, there is this tendency that you want to be a good fellow. But this is not good enough. Increase it. Increase it in a way that you will really change. Yes?
People will say, poor so-and-so is dead. You will say, I am living, O ye heedless ones. Though my body, like bodies, is laid to rest, the eight paradises have blossomed in my heart. When the spirit...
Did you listen to that? Said, the paradise, seven paradise are born in my heart. Paradise is not a garden. It's a happiness inside the heart. That's what it is. Yes?
When the spirit is lying at rest amid roses and eglantines, what does it matter if the body is in that dung? What should the spirit laid asleep know of the body, whether it is in a rose garden or in an ash pit? In the bright world, the spirit is crying, oh, would that my people knew.
Everybody remembers that. Remember? There is this prophet. It's crucified. They are killing him. He's not angry to say, oh, God, kill these stupid people. They are killing me. He said, oh, God, please have pity on them. They don't know. They don't understand me. So he understands here, even the death which is coming to him is not because of the stupidity of some designer, blah, blah. But these people, they just don't know. So he has pity on them, not judging them, not convicting them. Yes?
If the spirit shall not live without this body, then for whom shall heaven be the palace? If your spirit shall not live without the body, for whom is the blessing? In heaven is your provision.
This is in the promise. The prophet said that from heaven you will be fed.